Hare Krishna. It is my great honor and also pleasure to address you all today, where we will celebrate the miraculous Bhumi Puja and installation of Ananta Shesha for the Govardhan Retreat Center. I'm saying it is a miraculous day because Bhurijan Prabhu and myself have waited for this day for a few years. And now we are all of a sudden, all obstacles have been removed, where all the conditions are fulfilled. We can only say it is a miracle given and made by Giriraj himself. Let me tell you a little bit about the journey which it took to come to today's festival. The idea to have a retreat center is already more than 10 years old. At that time, Bhurijan Prabhu and myself started to feel that we could do a great service to the ISKCON movement and to Srila Prabhupada if we would nourish the devotees so that they would be spiritually strong and healthy to do their various services all over the world. We developed the plan to invite them to the greatest giver of blessings, Giriraj Govardhan, in Vrindavan, and let them hear about the wonderful philosophy of Krishna consciousness and Krishna's amazing pastimes. So we started in a humble way with many obstacles to overcome. We rented a small little ashram, Dwaraka Ashram, and every day went from there into the forest before Giriraj, where we taught throughout the day our different courses and lectures. There were many obstacles. I remember we had to go underneath a barbed wire fence. Now it is open and everyone can sit there. Other obstacles were that sometimes wild bulls passed through the audience. Often we saw snakes. But we were not disturbed. We kept our faith that this is the best place to be, the best activity to do. Year after year, the audience grew. It became slowly an insider tip. Go to the Govardhan retreat, and there, in a divine atmosphere, next to Giriraj, you will make your own important experiences on your own journey to Krishna, which will help you and empower you to move forward with strength. The recordings were soon circulated all over the world. The Dwaraka Ashram was much too small. Then we overflooded into the Bal Krishna Bhavan, where we now host most of our participants. But while all this was going on, the expansion of the retreat, Bhurijan Prabhu and myself were not fully satisfied. We reasoned that we need to give the devotees and participants a sheltered area where they would be not disturbed by the many things which I as a Westerner always call the Indian factor. That is, all these unexpected things which do happen, starting with that there are so much bacteria in the food which is cooked, that everyone develops a toilet problem, going to rain deluges. Like last year, our tent was entirely flooded by relentless rains. And all these other small little things, which I can tell you at another time, which make participation in a retreat sometimes a real challenge. We wanted to provide our devotees and participants with an atmosphere which is undisturbed, so that they could be nourished very nicely. Spiritual nourishment is more important than physical nourishment. One day your body will die, no matter how much valuable foodstuffs you have given to it. But the soul, the death of the soul, is something which must be avoided by all costs and can be avoided. And the soul is by nature an eternal part of the Lord, but it must be reconnected and it must be nourished. That's what we do in the Govardhan Retreat Center. We provide spiritual nourishment. You may be lost in the forest, but that's not a problem. The problem is if you have lost your soul. To lose the way can be corrected. To lose the soul is a real, real problem. And we are committed to help people to get a living connection to themselves and to the Lord. We want to offer this to the whole community of devotees. Why is this a miracle? Well, the miracle, why is this Bhumi Puja a miracle? The miracle is worked by Giriraj, who sent so many qualified helpers so that we could get the building permission, we could get the land in the first place, and that we are now ready to start construction in all seriousness. Giriraj inspired all the many hands who helped, all the many brains who thought about everything, and he brought everything together, like someone who is a master musician and who brings together all the musicians which are necessary for a pleasing concert. First and foremost, I would love to mention Shriman Santosh Yadav, who has come forward and helped with very important steps to register the project properly. Then our Raghava Pandit and his team, Vrindavan Vinod, who is a genius for many areas, and also our Yamunacharya, and so many devotees all over the world who either encouraged us through their participation or generously supplied the necessary financial help so that we are now where we are. I want to request all of you, please stay connected with this divine adventure please know that we consider you part of the greater family of Krishna's devotees. That you are anyways, but that we consider you part of the Govardhan Retreat Center. We consider you part of us, and we want to see you again and again. We want to also encourage you, if you are in a position, to help now for the second phase, which is to build. We have, by Giriraj's mercy, Lakshmi to start, but we will require more of this to bring it to the end where we can serve the whole community of the Lord's devotees with wonderful retreats and wonderful ecstatic spiritual nourishment which the soul needs so much. I wish you a wonderful festival. I wish you a wonderful ceremony. And I want to see you as much as possible during the upcoming years. All the best and Hare Krishna.